You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Leil HaSeder, and of course, the Agoda Shel Pesach. This is from Rav Elio Schlesinger from Muncie. A sefer called Shari Leil HaSeder. Now, let's keep in mind, we have many mitzvahs HaTorah. We have 613 mitzvahs. The Tanya mitzvahs HaTorah. And as Rav Avram Achia Gro writes at the outset of his sefer, Malas HaTorah, quoting the Vilna Gaon, his illustrious brother, really, there are indeed thousands of mitzvahs. What's the homachlokas, the Ramam, the Ramban, the Bahag, the Smag, and the Smak? There's a dispute amongst the Gedolei Rishonim. What are the primary, the core mitzvahs HaTorah from which sprout, blossom, and burgeon the manifold mitzvahs that are way beyond the Tarek mitzvahs? These are the 613 Sharoshim that produce what indeed are really thousands upon thousands of mitzvahs. So we have so many mitzvahs of Torah. We have the Tarek mitzvahs of Torah, the number we're all quite familiar with. If I were to ask you, which night of the year do you have more mitzvahs than any other night?
Pesach.
So yes, Swan Ishtana, why is this night different than every other? Yeah, we might have a number of different answers. But one of the first things that catch us is that on Leil HaSeder, we have more mitzvahs than in any other night of the year. And the needs of beer, Rav Shlomo Brevda writes in his Sefer Lo Shimurim Daf Mem Vav that we have a Mesorah, a tradition traced back all the way to the Vilna Gaon, that there are 64 mitzvahs, Bein Midaraisa, Bein Midrabanan, 64 mitzvahs performed on Leil HaSeder, more than any other night of the year. So you got to ask why, what's so unique? This is the night we start out, more mitzvahs than in any other night. Yes, it's the Shas Leidus Am, it's the Zman of the Yitziras Am, the newly formed nation. But Lamaisa needs a beer. So we'll keep that in our back pocket in the meantime. And let's talk about the Seder. It is, after all, the Leil HaSeder. We recite the Agoda Shel Pesach within the overall context of the Seder. Now, we did say, Ba'ofen of Drush, we quoted one of the Friedrich Visionitz Rebbes, that one of the reasons why it's called the Seder is if you think about the letters that comprise the word, you have Samech, Dalet, and Reish. Now, usually we say there are four basic mahalchim to learning Torah. You have what's known as Derech Pardes. What's Pardes? Pei, Reish, Dalet, and Samech. Rosh Tevis, an acronym. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. So you have four different gishot, four different approaches. You can learn something B'derech HaPshat, or B'derech the Remez, or B'derech Drush, or B'derech the Sod. The Al-Shech HaKodesh, in fact, in the Tkufa in the 1500s, the 16th century, when he was close with the Arizal. Can you imagine what the door was like? The Arizal was the Hasidish Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef Cairo was the Rav, the Beis Yosef, the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch. The Al-Shech was the Darshan, and the Sefer Charedim was the Shamash. And you had Mamish Gedolei Olam here in the same Tekufa, the Arizal, the Beis Yosef, the Seva Charedim, the Al-Shech HaKodesh. He was the Darshanel. He wanted to learn Kabbalah by the Arizal, the greatest Kabbalist of his day and age, the greatest really since the days of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And Arizal took one look at him and said, no, you're a Gilgul of so-and-so, and you already mastered Pshat, Remez, and Sod. Your Neshama had to come back because you never mastered Drush. Your Tafkid is, you got to work on Drush. Try going through the Al-Shech HaKodesh in any given parsha. Let's just say this. They made a new sefer called the Kitzer Al-Shech. And the Kitzer Al-Shech is about this thick. So you have Mamish the Al-Shech, an unbelievable darshan. Volumes and volumes. He mastered Pshat, the Remez, and Sodi had to come back for Drush. We have four different approaches. Hosugin Chagiga, Daf Yadala, Dala, Nichnasu, Lepardes, the world of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. So one Friedrich Visionitz Rebbe said, you know what the night of Seder is? A night of Seder makes no sense. There is no Pash of Pshat to the night of the Seder. What do we call it? Seder! Samach, Dala, Reish, Sod, Drush, and Remez. There's no pay because there's no Pshat. There's no Pashup shot on the Leil HaSeder. It's a Zaman of Lamaila Menateva. It's a Zaman that things didn't make any sense. It's a Zaman that even though typically the Eibishter always requires, he in fact mandates, Medrash and Shirshim Rabba Parsha Heyenos Gimel, Pisali Pesach Shamachat Vani Eftelechem Pisach Shalulav. Eibishter always asks us, go ahead and get the ball rolling. Take the first step. You guys got to make the initiative. All I ask is open up a minuscule hole the size of a needle, and then I'll get the ball rolling, and then I'll go and move things things weiter. You always need to do something. What was the night of Pesach? Writes the Bnei Yisachar, writes the Or Gedayot, quoting a number of Hasidic Sfarim. The very name that encapsulates the essence of the night of Yetzias Yisrael is what is Pesach? Pesach is Loshen Dilug. It's skipping over, it's jumping over, skipping over. Writes Or Borchami Meshbish, the typical Pesach of the Machat that Hashem typically requires, it doesn't make sense. Not yet, son, nothing has to make sense. It'll be miracles. I'm going to take you out. I'll be Poseach ala Pesach. I will pass over not only the literal doorpost, but I will go ahead and skip over the figurative Pesach Shamachat that I typically require and mandate before I'll reciprocate accordingly. And the Eibishter writes, or Baruch HaMemezh, was Poseach ala Pesach, was Mevater Kilu, gave up, and said, I'll pass up the Pesach Shamachat, I'm going to do miracles, L'mayil Manatefa. Nothing really makes sense. How in the world can a nation of 2 to 3 million, how in the world do we escape the Nadiat Yisrael time from the mightiest nation, the ruling Paro, who really was the mightiest, most feared ruler, monarch at the day and age. Nobody ever escaped in the history of the Egypt in that Kufa, Mr. Yemis, and that specific door. And yet, this is all Lamailam and Ateva, and Lamailam and Asman. It makes no sense. That's a little Haseder. Little Haseder is, there might be a lot of So, there might be a lot of Drush, there might be a lot of Remes, but there's no Pshat, there's no Pshat Pshat. So perhaps the Fianiest Dite, they wanted to suggest a few years ago, we know there are many different reasons why we lane specific Megillus in conjunction with specific Yom Tov and the Shinabura based on the Avodrom. And other Rishonim, El enter the foray, why Bedavka do we lane Megillus Miyachodus in conjunction with various Yom Tov? And what's the Megillah that we lane on Pesach? We lane Sher Shirim. Why do we lane Sher Shirim? Of course, it's all about the Ahava, that unbridled, unfettered, unrestrained love that Hashem has for us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. It represents the engagement period, this man of the Erisin. We got engaged to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Bechinis, the Chos, and Kaviyachu, we're like the Kalo. And we started the process until finally Shavuos, Kaflei Markegigis, that was this man, Yisuit. It's all about a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that Sher Shirim, the romance, the poetic beauty that graces the pages of a Sher Shirim. What does Rashi tell us at the beginning? Rashi tells us, even though Rashi typically is Lepshuto Shemikwaniba, he says there really is no Pashup Shan. I have to explain the Megillah Al Pi Drush. You can't interpret Sher Shirim with any Pashup Shan. That means in all the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, all the 24 books that comprise the Sifrei Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, there's only one that even Rashi, who is the master of Pshat, who declares proudly and repeatedly that Lepshuto Shemikwaniba, even Rashi admits there is no Pashup Pshat in Sher Shirim. That is Sher Shirim. How matim had apropos that we lane Sher Shirim Adavka in the Yotav of Pesach. What's Pesach? It's Lo HaSeder, Samach Del Reish, So Drush and Remez. There's no Pei, there's no Pashup Pshat. Doesn't make sense, doesn't need to make sense. And thus, that's the Zman. That's quite matim, quite apropos. Wherein we lane and we read Sefer Shir HaShirim. So, we can't ignore the fact that Acharik Achos HaKol, and all the sin and done, the way we describe it is, it's a Leila Seder. We have all these mitzvahs. We have the mitzvahs, Hayom, of Sibri Tzias Atzrayim, of Hallel, of Achilas Matzah, of Achilas Morer, whether it's Daraisa, whether it's Rabbanim, we know they all revolve around the mouth. Of course they revolve around the mouth. The Arizal writes in Shara Kavonis and Drush Dalet, the very reason why it's called Pesach is to allude that what? It's Pesach. The mouth does a lot of speaking, a lot of talking, not just a lot of talking, a lot of eating. A lot of eating, a lot of cooking goes into preparing for the Leil HaSeder. It's eating mitzvahs, deraisis, matzahs, eating the rabbanon, eating a morer. It's about eating an afikoman. It's about speaking Sivat Yisrayim. It's about halo. It's about agadat, vigadat olivincha. It's about the god. It's all revolving around the mouth. And the idea is this is a new Leida. This is a new beginning. This is new Eschatzus. What do we do when we're born? First thing we do is we open up our mouths and we let out a cry. We let the world know, I'm here. We've arrived. That's the Gula Sadibur. Hashem Yisbarach writes the Zohar Chelek Beis, Chafayim and Aleph. When we had a Gula from Mitzrayim, it represented simultaneously the Gula Sadibur. Hashem started to speak to us like never before in history, started therefore to reveal himself as Pnimius to us like never before in history. Every time you speak, writes the Maral, chapter 28 of Gevuras Hashem, every time you open up your mouth, in essence what you're doing is you're being Megali, you're Pnimius, you're letting your inner side come out, be expressed, and manifest to the outside world. That's why the lips are the only part of the body, explains Moshe Shapiro, where it's the skin turned outwards, because through the movements of the lips, Novi Nivs Fasayim, the fruits, the movements of the lips, you let the insides come out. What's the mouth called? Peh, Osios Po, here I am. Open up your mouth, let me know you're here. People are going out on a date, you got to get to know each other, you got to speak up, the guy's got to speak up, the girl's got to speak up. Without speaking, you're never going to get to know one another. Speaking is the gilui of the pnimi. It's the end of a Pesach, 64 mitzvahs indeed, and the vast majority will in fact revolve around the koch of the peh. It's called Pesach. The mouth does a lot of speaking, a lot of talking. Ad kedei kach, we said many times in the Chasam Sofer, and it's Perush on the Godesh of Pesach. How do we respond to the Sheina Yadiel Lishol? Here's someone, he's on a date now tonight with everybody else at the table with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't know what to say, he doesn't know what to ask. So what do we do? The Baal HaGadol writes, Ad Pesach lo, Ad Pesach. Open up his mouth, writes the Sam Sefer. Who do we not? We typically invoke the masculine conjugation. The masculine gender, it should be Atah Pesachlo. What's Atah Pesachlo? Writes the Sam Sefer. We know that women typically speak a lot more than their male counterparts. We mentioned a fact, even though I did see something on Snopes years ago that they said, oh, maybe it's a myth. But there was an article in Time Magazine many years ago, the average male speaks in excess of 7,000 words a day, average female in excess of 20,000 words a day. But typically, just look at one phone call with a friend, and I think we could all walk away, whether we agree with those numbers of 7 and 20,000 respectively, but women speak a little bit more, right? So some say, for the 90th year's time, make yourself in a cave up, make yourself feminine-like, make yourself Pesachlo, like in a cave, speak as much as you want. Speak and speak and just keep talking, as the Maharal writes in the end of Gemara Hashem. When you're excited about something, you got saved by something, you can't stop talking about it. You go on a trip around the world, when you come back, and they've done studies, over 50% of the enjoyment of vacation is now sharing it with others upon the return. If I give you a free ticket, but I'll snide with a built-in stipulation: no iPhone, no photographs, no videos. That's it. You left your phone behind, no journals, no diaries, no speaking about the vacation with anybody. How many people are going to go? In the end of the day, how you enjoy when people vicariously can share your experiences with you. And the end of the day, if you can't talk about it, it's meaningless. Writes to Mara, when you had such a great Yetzia, so many miracles, a grace to that exodus from Egypt, what do? You want to talk about it? Call Marble the Sabre Zimashubach. When an ace happens to you, you can't stop talking about it. You elaborate, you expound, your Marach, just keep talking. That's an answer, right? Even the males have to make themselves at Pesachlo, make yourself like in a cave Kilu, and just keep talking and just keep talking. So that's the night where we start the Yontav of Pesach. But it's got to be in the context of a Seder. So what's that all about? Let's take a look at Rav Schlesinger and the beginning of a Sefer and Daf Hei of Shari Leil HaSeder. And Rav Schlesinger writes as follows: Halayla Zenikra Leil HaSeder, Eimiko Bora Madua Zenikrakach. There's no clear source why we in fact call it Leil HaSeder. We suggested some drush, but in the end of the day, we don't have any clear chazal that says, by the way, this is called the Leil HaSeder. Omer Meshema Beis Aaron, the famous Hasidish Sefer, says, Osman Mesugal, Leos Mesudur Kolashona. You know why we call it the Seder? This is the Zman that's Mesugal for preparing yourself to establish a Seder for the whole year. Now, we have said many times before, it's not coincidental when you go to Eretz Yisrael and you ask somebody new, Mashlomcha, Mashlomech, what do they respond? Hakol b'seder. Everything is b'seder. Why? That's not b'mikra. That's not by happenstance. It can't be coincidental. Why is the typical answer of every Israeli, what's going on in your life? Baruch Hashem, hakol b'seder. Mashalom b'seder, zagam ke b'seder. Hakol b'seder, zetamin b'seder. Why? Why we margish seder? Why is the beginning, it's Yisrael, it's called the Seder? So it's this Zman Mesugal. We have to be Mesudah. So what do? How do we start out a little Seder? First thing is, we got to announce to the world, let's be Mesudah. We never do this. We never do this any other time of the year. All of a sudden now, Kadesh, Orchatz, Karis, let's announce. And it's Mamash part of the Seder, it's in every Agodesh of Pesach. Let's announce, let's clearly outline and delineate. These are the steps. What's going on over here? So I did mention in the pre-Pesach shiur many years ago how I had a brother once. He was going on his first date, and he asked me if I could join him. This is before the days of Google. on maps and ways, and he didn't know how to get around. He was going into the city. He had a whole checklist. I got to know where to go. This is where I'm going to go. This is when I'm going to get to the restaurant. This is where I'm going to park. Let me go ahead and outline the whole thing this way. I won't be as nervous on the day. It'll be Masudar. After all, a girl wants to see that soap called soap. It's going to be somewhat Masudar. See, Mamash had the checklist. Oh, this is where we're going to go here, and they're going to go there. Kari Shorchatz. It's got to be Masudar. This is the Lel HaSeder. So we start out called Dover Bizman Shalom. Hatuelos Mizembu Varus. It's very clear what the benefits are. Tinei. Why do we call the 6 days of creation the days of 6 days of Maisa? Rashi tells us in the beginning of Chumash, really the potential. Everything came into the world b'koach already on day number one. After day number one, all the Yemishter did was then go ahead and put the sun where it belongs, the moon where it belongs, the stars, the trees, the mountains. But everything Be'etzam came into existence on day one. So why, in fact, do we call it Sheishas HaMayim Aysa? And the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created everything in one day alone. And then he was Masadar it. But that's not 6 days of creation. Ela Yochel Yoshi Yel Adam Kol Tov. A person can have all the good in the world. Avalim Zeh. If you don't have Seder in your life, then you have nothing. You can have everything in the world. If the sun is not where it's supposed to be, and the moon's not where it's supposed to be, and the mountains aren't where they're supposed to be, and the trees, and everything is just chaotic frenzy, then what? That's nothing. You don't have any toilas. Because you can't do anything with it. So why do we call it Sheishas HaMayim Aysa? The 6 days of Maisa Bereishis, the Kavan is Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Seder Sabriya Kodavru Limkomo Zehadova Harishon Sheyishchiv Liyodim Liyos Mesuder Kolashona Sheina Bizman Tfila Bizman Torah Bizman. What's the idea? How did Hashem start his world? He created everything. Everything came into existence on day number one. And then what did Hashem do for 6 days? Now let me put this where it belongs and the animals go over here. And my hills and mountains and the lakes and the seas and the oceans. Everything now is Masudar. That's called the making a world of Sheishas HaMayim Aysa. Because you can't do anything with the world where it's just a humble jumble. It's just total chaos. You can't do anything Lamaisa. And that's the beginning of the Bria. And that's the beginning of the year. What's the beginning of the year? Nisan. This is what Rosh Lechodesh Hashana. Chodesh Ha'aviv writes the Bnei Yisoschar and Derech Ben Igra to Kala Parshas Fakudei. It's called Chodesh Ha'aviv. Aviv, Aleph Beis Yud Beis. It's the Chodesh. That's La'av Liyud Beis Chodesh Hashana. It doesn't simply mean the spring. Aviv is not only the spring, it's a reference, writes the Bnei Yisoschar. Igra to Kala Parshas Fakudei. It's the Chodesh. That's the Av Liyud Beis Chodesh Hashana. It's the beginning. So how do you begin? You got to begin with Seder. Yesh Shulchan Aruch that tells us all this manit. The Alter Mislabodka would say, when he would come to check on his son, how is he learning in yeshiva? He wouldn't have to walk inside the Beis Medrash to ask, what would he do? Hayinichnas lechedro, he would just walk into his room in the dormitory, and he would see, how's his closet doing? How's his shelf looking? How's his bed? Did he make his bed? Is it Masudar? You know, he would gauge, how he would assess, is my son learning well? Where's he holding in Ruchnius? Is his bed made? Is his bed nice and neat? Closet, everything is Masudar, the clothing, and the sperm on the shelves, if things are Masudar, then you know it's good, and then he goes on to explain how you have to know the Iker, you have to know the Tuffer, where things belong in the hierarchy of importance or prioritizing in life. But the same way God started the world with what? It's very nice to bring everything into being, but what gives the world function and utility is being misander kol dovar vidavar bimkomo hamayuchalo. Everything has to be in its makom hamizuman, makom hamisuyam, in its designated specific place. That's the beginning of the world. We begin our worlds on Lel HaSeder. This is a night we have to be kavei, we have to establish. And what say? So how do we start? Let's be Masader. Kadesh, Urchatz, Korpus, Yachatz. It's got to begin with what? It's got to begin with the Seder. That's the Lel HaSeder. It's the time that we establish Seder in our lives. And what better way to do that than even when we have all these mitzvahs, 64 mitzvahs, and the mouth is doing a lot of speaking, a lot of talking. And it's a night that we mamish go, kemat all night, as late as we possibly can. It's a night that we have to know Barosh HaRishona, first and foremost, you have to be Masudar. Everything has to be orderly, everything has to be organized, everything has to be in its right place. So that's the Schlesinger and Lel HaSeder. think that we can understand this idea a little bit deeper by turning to a Meshech Chochmah. Let's go to Meir Simcha from Divinsk in a classic piece. And his first piece, first ketz on Parshas Vayera, on the Pasuk Vayetzi. Now we know we have the Seder is graced by the Dalet Kosas. We have four cups, Rashi, the Rashbam, based on the Yerushalmi, not Rav Pesachim. Four cups, Dalet Kosas, connected the Dalet, the Shona Sagula, Tzeti, Yitzati, Galti, Lakachti. Four is a big number that dominates the night. And the Mitzvah, based on the morale, we have plenty to say as we go on in that discussion. But we know we have Dalet, the Shona Sagula. That means that there are four words, four terminologies, highlighting four different aspects of the Gula for Mitzrayim. And there are four cups corresponding to these for Lashonus Agulo, and the Gaudalus, the beauty, the sweetness of this piece of Rameir Simcha from Devinz is that he matches up every cup to a specific Lashon and explains the distinction between every one of the Lashonus. So let's take a look. Right? So Rameir Simcha as follows. Dalla the Shona Shagula. We start with Votseiti. So what's the difference between Votseiti, Hitzalti, Galti, Vlakati? Right, so Meir Simcha, who Kamosha Darshu Al Hotzi Goy Mikarev Goy, Ubra Mitoch Isha. When the doctor, OBGYN, is taking the Uber, the fetus, out of the woman, that's taking what? Something from something else, where they were once a part of one another, now you're separating them. That's called the Hotzah. Kamola Hotzi Mi Betin. Hu Al Shahayim Shakom Avodah Zorah Ubedeus Mishchasos. They were mired, they were fully immersed in the Avodah Zorah of the Egyptians, and in depraved ways of thinking, Hashkofas Adas. Hashem says, you know what I'm doing? I'm taking one guy, be care of guy. I'm taking you out of this land. So we're not talking about right now the guf hatzalah, that soul in the physical sense. We're talking about that soul in the ruchniest sense. The first part of becoming free is, even when we were in Mitzrayim, Jews, you're not like them. I'm going to take you out because you don't belong here in Mitzrayim, in a land that's described by Zirmasus and Zamasus to Fezima, that's promiscuity and depravity, reign supreme is rampant all over the place. You are not part of the Mitzrayim. You are separate. It's Yetzias Mitzrayim, as Rabbi Yoel from Satmar used to say. It's not called Yetzia Mi Mitzrayim, it's called Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not leaving the physical land of Egypt. It's Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's getting Mitzrayim out of you. Yetzias Mitzrayim, get Mitzrayim out of you. Not Yetzia Mi Mitzrayim, right? So the Reyoel, the Tachlis is get Egypt out of the Jew. Took one night to get us physically out of Egypt. Took 40 years of wandering in a desert to get Egypt out of the Jews. That's number one. Number one is, you could be in Mitzrayim, but don't go ahead and follow their Ashkofas. Stay proud, ethnically proud, to be a distinct nation. That's Hotzati, that's the first one. What's Hitzalti? Zelma, She'inu, Osam, L'chalosim. They wanted to destroy us and afflict us, to eradicate us. They want to wipe us out. Kobein ha'ilu lar tashlichu. Zeh kamat samar otzeh. That's the physical redemption. So we start with a spiritual redemption. That's Hotzati. I take you out. Once I take you out, you were mired, mixed up with them. I now separated you. Now what? I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you because they're out to kill you. They want to destroy you. So now you're separate. They still want to eradicate you. That's Hatzalah. That's Eloshen Itzalti. What's Galti? Eloshen of redemption. Who may avodas ever the Yosem Chavshi and Bilti Meshubodim. That's when what? Not only did you change, you're not subject, you're not living with them. You're different. You're not Ovid of Zara. You don't have their Ashkofas Adas. But what do they want? But you're our Evid. Dahina what? Okay, so you know what? So you're free. You're free spiritually in the sense that you could think whatever Ashkofas, you could be over your God, but don't go so. You know what? You got to follow our rules and our regulations. You have to be here in Mitzrayim. You're not an Eved to God, you're an Eved to Paro. So what is Galti? A redemption is, just like an Eved is Nigal, you redeem an Eved. God redeemed us in the sense, no longer will we be Avodim to Paro. That's Galti. From the servitude, the subjugation of 210 years of Avodas Parech, and now we're completely free, no longer subservient to the Mitzrayim. And the final stage, of course, is number four, V'lakalti Yeschem Lila. God says, I'm going to take you for me as a nation. You're physically free, you're spiritually free, you're not an Eved to Paro, you're henceforth an Eved to me. And listen and take a close look at the Lashon, the choice wording of Rameya Simcha. What does it mean? You're for me a nation. Hula'am nimusiyi ulumi b'mishtar v'seder v'Hashem aleim lemelech. You know what the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, right, Rameya Simcha? It's not enough to be free. It's not enough to go ahead and be out of the land of Mitzrayim, no longer under the memshola of a paro harasha. It's about what? It's about I have Hashem, who's the Melech Malchei Melochim, and now we're a newly formed nation. We belong to God. V'akati yeschem li, to be an am nimusiyi. We have our own manners, our own customs, ulumi, our own sense of nationhood. The mishtar v'seder we have, and means what? We have a judicial legislative body. We have order. We have seder. We have our own. We're on the way to get our own mitzvahs, our own instruction manual, the Torah Kedosha. Tehaina, what do you see from Meir Simcha? The culmination of all the levels, the Lashonos of Geula and ascending order. What is highlighted by Vlakati Lilam? What does it mean, you're my nation? You're my nation, and now you have what? And now you have Mishtar V'Seder. When you're a slave, you don't have your own Seder. You're Meshuga to Paro's schedule. And what do they do? What did Paro do? We know from Chazal, God is so busy, I don't want you to think about anything. No time to relax. No time to plan. No time to prioritize. Just keep working, working, working. No Seder. Just keep doing. Just keep producing. Even if it doesn't make any sense, the men will do the work of the a woman and vice versa. The older will do the work of the younger. I says, it's no Musa. It's not Mesudar. It's not, there's no Seder there. Where am I going to take you? Hashem says to Moshe Beinu. What's the first description of Eretz Yisrael? On the pages of Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sinai, first thing is, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to bring you El Eretz Tovo Rechava, the land that's good, the land that's Rechava, that's wide. What does it mean wide? The Netziv writes in Hamak Davar, it's Marchiv and Daita Shaladim. You can have clarity of thought. Eretz Yisrael, you see things with a clarkite, you see it with lucidity. It's transparent. What you see is what you get. You can go ahead and make Seder in your lives. No coincidence. It's Davkin Eretz Yisrael, Vido Tzomachim. Things are so clear. Mashlam Cha, Koba Seder. Things are clear in Eretz Yisrael. They're misudar. Eretz Tov Rechava, you got space, then they could be some of misudar. I know nowadays, today, it's not so poshut. We're talking about an ideal sense. An ideal sense, the idea of Eretz Sol, the way it's supposed to be, it's Eretz Tov Rechava. It's the place that you are marchiv and daita shalodom, the same way that the Gemara says in Brachos and Zayin and Beis, that isha no, kelim no, amdira na marchiv and daita shalodom. If you go into cramped quarters, right? You can't think straight. You feel claustrophobic. You don't like being in such closed quarters. If you don't like your furniture, what does the Gemara say? This is Chazal. A nice looking wife, nice looking furniture, good, put together, well made furniture, and a nice dira, a nice place to live, it brings about a chavas and das. That's our soul. You can function, you got space, you don't feel cramped, you're leaving Mitzrayim, Mitzarin, the place where you feel cramped, because you don't have a sudar, you can't do your own thinking. This is the culmination of the gula. You are your own nation, Nimusiyi, Olami b'mishtar v'seder v'Hashem aleim l'melech. And Hashem Yisbaruch is your king.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Then Rameir Simcha goes on to explain that these Dalet Kosas correspond accordingly to the four Lashonos of Geula. Otzeiti, Tzati v'gati v'lakati. So Meir Simcha says, I'll just paraphrase for you, the first cup is what? Is the cup of Kiddush. Why? Because everything's going to start with Kiddush. Yisrael, we are the Mekachi Hazman. We come out, what's the first thing we do? We have a mitzvah called Rosh Chodesh B'Mekadosh Nizman. You're different. You are His Kadosh to Me'isim Kadoshim. You're Mekadosh Nizman. You are separate. You are people that are holy. And that's the idea of what? Hotzeiti. That's how we begin. Hotzeiti is, you are now free. You're not the Ovid of the Zorah. You are free to be Mekadosh yourselves. You're going to get the Torah. You're Mekadosh this man. That is Kiddush. And that's how we start the night of the Seder with the Kaddish. Then we have Itzalti. Itzalti is what? Is saving us. That refers to Birkas Hamazon, because what does it mean? Saving us. We were able to get out because we didn't say Lashon Hara. We weren't Moser people to the government. People got along because they knew their place. Birkas Hamazon teaches us, you have your money, your parnasa. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious of anyone else. God is watching you. You got your time. You got your place. That's the lesson of Birkas Hamazon. That's Vehitzalti. Vegalti is that no longer you an Eved. You're free from an Eved. And that says what? I'm proud to go back to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. I didn't change my name. I am proud to go ahead and still be called Reuven and Shimon. And that's the second cup. That's Halal HaRishon. That talks about how happy we are to piggyback on the illustrious work of the Avos HaKadoshim. And then Lakati Eschili La'am. We're happy to have our own nation, our own mode of dress, our own way of speaking, our own Lashon HaKodesh. And that is the idea of our own sense of nationhood, when we get to be totally free, and they were masakein all of these kosas on Yayin, because Yayin always is mavdalos between us and the Goyim. That's why the Sweet Aish Rabbi Chiyo Yaakov Weinberg says, we pick up the coast when we say in the Haggadah V'hisha Amda Lavaseinu V'lanu. Why do we pick up the coast? Writes Rabbi Chiyo Yaakov Weinberg, it's in the Sefer Zichronas Bala Sri Deish. We pick up the cup because we want to show ourselves and everybody at the Seder V'hisha Amda Lavaseinu V'lanu. You know why we're still firm today? You know why we have Jewish descendants? Because look at the coast of Yayin, because we didn't go drinking with the Goyim. Because Chazal said, Yayin Esach, you can't go drinking with the Goyim. Don't go living with the Goyim. Don't assimilate. Don't intermarry. He shammed the love of Seder. This cup of wine is what was mouthdill between us and the Goyim. And the other day, anytime we want to be mouthdill, what do? We always use wine. We're mouthdill wine, being Kodesh the Kodesh, being Kodesh the Chol. Any sense of Abdullah, we always use wine. Wine symbolizes Abdullah and every aspect of our lives. So turning back to the beginning words of the Meshech Chochmah. The night of the Seder is we reenact, we re-experience the whole Davador, Chai Bodom Lurus Asansiki Liyotza Mimitzrayim. We re-experience those expressions of Gula called Votseti, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. And the culmination is the Meshech Chochmah writes, to become an Am Nimusiyi Ulami B'mishtar V'Seder, Hashem Aleyon Lamelech. Leaving those years of Egypt behind, leaving that jail, that sense of incarceration, of becoming an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what? Ein lecha min chorin ala misho sek b'torah. Now we have a sense of pride, of nationhood. We're on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'vesi, that's when we're really going to become a nation. But we have Seder. We have a schedule. We have a Torah that governs every aspect of our lives. From the moment we get up in the morning to the moment we go to sleep at night, everything is governed by what? By a Seder. And how do we have a Seder? When you have a Melech. A Melech's job is to give us a Seder. By having a Melech, we're all together as one. We know locusts are back in the news again. I'm sure you saw how there's a major locust plague going on right now in parts of Africa. Even, yes, infiltrating Egypt, believe it or not. The weeks of Parshas Bo, as we get ready, we're talking about the Malkus. And what do we know about swarms of locusts? There's just chaos. It's just total frenzy. Why? The idea is, writes the Maral. Maral explains beautifully. The Maral says there's one creature in the world that's described in the Tanakh as not having a king. Mishlei Perek Lamed Pasuk Chav Zayin, Melech Ein La'arbe. There is no Melech, Arba, locust have no king. Typically, when you see birds, what do you notice? What do you witness right away? There's one in front and he's leading the pack, the lions. There's one head lion and he's leading the whole pack of lions. When you have locusts, they're just all over the place. There's no one in charge. It's just frenzy. It's just a chaos. They're mamash all over the place. Melech Ein La'arbe, you need a Melech. Backwards is Kulam. A Melech is Ma'achid Am. A Melech gives the Am a sense of Seder. Gives a sense of hierarchy. There's a melech. There is a king. There's a queen. There's a prime minister. You need to have Seder. Otherwise, you can't function. If everyone just does whatever they want, you'll never have Seder. How does life begin? Life has to begin with Seder. If Hashem started His world, as we saw Rosh Lezinger right, with Seder, then we too have to start our own world with Seder. So yes, the night of Rosh Hashanah. What do we do the night of Rosh Hashanah? We're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're mamlech in bepeh and in our minds. But we don't do anything lamaisa. Amaral says it's very nice to declare God the King. What do we do Pesach time? We know that Pesach is the beginning of the world in the Olam HaMaisa. Tishrei, the beginning of the world in the Olam HaMachshava, explains Rabbeinu Tam. Nisan, the beginning of the world in the Olam HaMaisa. You want to live in the Olam HaMaisa? Now what? Take on as many mitzvahs as you can. 64 mitzvahs, bring in all the mitzvahs. But what are we going to do? It's not just, oh, it's all open, shalom, mesudar. It's all over the place. 64 mitzvahs. And what does the Torah teach us? Even on a night when you have more mitzvahs than in any night of the year. But what? You give it a seder. And then everything is in its right place. Everything fits b'diyuk, b'oso moko. Where it belongs, Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, let's delineate, let's sketch the night, everything is going to be B'diyuk, in the right place, in the right time. If this is this man, we became a new people. This is when we started becoming a new nation. And we're working towards Azman. Hashem is the Melech. He is our King. And He's giving us Seder. Then what do? We have a Lel HaSeder. We announce the Seder HaDvarim. And we start out. We bring on all the mitzvahs we can. 64 mitzvahs. And what do? 64 mitzvahs we go ahead and put together. We take those 64 mitzvahs and we put them in the right place and the right time, the right measure. Notice how miduyak we are. Everything has what? A shear. What's the size of a matzah? What's the size in a mark? It's a little bit OCD like in the end of the day, but everything knows its place. What about cleaning for Pesach? Every little minuscule thing. I know what? Every single thing has its place. Every single thing has its time. Every single thing has its place. That's the Yesod HaSeder. That's the beginning of the year. That's the beginning of the night of the year. That's Halel HaSeder. Let's take a look at the last page of the handout, Rav Hoba. So Rav Hoba and Ali Shor. Seder HaChai Maschil B'derech Eretz B'nikoya Guf B'chayim Agurim. How do you begin your life? Practically, cleanliness. Your body has to be clean. Your room has to be clean. Seder Zmani Shena Ruchava. You have times for work and times for play, times to eat and times to go to sleep. And what do we read in Koelas? Ace Man. This calls Man Ace Kochefetz. Everything in its right time and place. Achakach Maschilim Lego Seder Panimi. First, you start in the physical sense. Then you work on the Panimius. There's a time for learning, there's a time for Avodas Hashem. What to do first, what to do second, how much to eat, when to eat, when to sleep. Everything comes down to Seder. And by the arrow at the bottom, Miyasoda Seder Gankin Chonim Yodea Ayedo Lasada Atzma Tzavi Rucha Hashonim. You have to know how to be Masada yourself in different times of the year. Labal Yit Kafeo Ayed Kafeo Hayesh. Don't be overtaken and seized by utter despair. Viyushto Kosner Regilim, and it's going to drown you and it's going to drown out all your regular Sedarim. You have to know what? Not just cleanliness in your personal life and your home and orderliness in a sense of, it's all misudar, everything in the right place in the right time, but make sure in your inner world, things will upset you. There's going to be turbulence in life, but knowing what? There's a time to be happy, there's a time to be sad. What is happening in Lola Seder? We mix it all together. We have Gnus, we have Shvach, we have the tough time of the servitude, we have the Mar, we have the Matzah. But what? Everything in the right time, everything in the right place. It's all mamish mesudar, and that is life. People ask, I remember one time I had to go from having parents burying a child crying on my shoulder. I had to go right from there, mamish burying a child, Rachmana Litzlan. I ran right from there. I still remember it was by the LL cargo area a few years ago, late at night, and I had to drive right from there 20 minutes to Terrace on the Park in Queens. And I got there, Bidyuk, in the middle of the first dance, and I had to run right in to dance with the Baal Simcha. It was, how do you do that? How do you cry with someone 20 minutes? That's the whole idea, is what? You got to put things into their compartments. It's got to be what? Kadesh, then Urchatz, then Karpas, then Yachatz. That's how to get through life. Everything is what? At times to be happy, times to be sad. Masa b'gnus m'shayim yishvach. This is the Lil HaSeder. Everything is be'ofen m'sudar. It's the beginning of the year. It's the beginning of the year in the Olam HaMaisa. So bring on all the Maisa that you can. Bring on all the Maisa. Bring on all the mitzvahs you can. 64 mitzvahs. But you got to do what? You got to give it a Seder. You got to make it all Mesudar. That's the idea of Lila Seder. Now let's turn back to the first page of the handout and talk for a few moments about Kedushas HaLaila. All of these mitzvahs of the night, of speaking, all really come down to one main mitzvah. And that is what? The Haggadah. So writes of Schlesinger as follows. Well, the Phoenician asked the Dabra Gorsha Pesach, Befrat Alela Seder. Let's talk about the Agada. Shal Pesach is Mayim Shein Lam Sof. It's water that goes on forever. The Ulai Me'az, Shehum Tzadfus, from when we had the printing press. Hagorsha Pesach has probably been printed more than any other Sefer, even more than Chumashim, even more than Mefarshi HaTaira. There are more than 1,000 different commentaries on the Agadosh HaPesach. But lo alachem lacham, don't worry, we're not going to go through all the thousands of plus. But what's the idea? That means there's so such a central role that the Agadosh HaPesach has played in Yiddishkeit. We know that many people might not keep too many mitzvahs, but comes the Lola Seder. I just had a meeting with the new captain of the 101 precinct. He's already saying he's going to have his own Passover Seder. Everyone, even people might not be keeping too much. But Seder, everybody comes together. That is something that plays such a central role. Who is the Mechaber of the Haggadah? Who wrote the Haggadah? He continues, we don't know. Rav Menachem Kasher talks about it at length in his Torah Shlema. We don't know the precise identity of the one who wrote the Haggadah. But what do we do know? Whoever gathered it, gathered different chazals. Some want to say that the Mechaber is in fact Eliyahu HaNavi. And one of the Ramazim is that in Tanit of Eliyahu, which Eliyahu HaNavi wrote, we find many times Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. So someone suggests maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who wrote the Haggadah. And that's what we would understand. How do we start the actual Haggadah? Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya. How do we start with the word Ha? Ha is Hey Aleph. What's Hey Aleph? Eliyahu HaNavi. Rosh Teva, say Aleph, Halach Ma'anya. You have to, if you're the Mechaber of a Sefer, you have to always talk about what? You have to talk about, put your name, the Rokeach writes alluded to there. That's Ha, that's Rosh Teva, Sili Anovi. But again, we don't have any clear Raya. So we have the Agadosh HaPesach. So I just want to close with the following. In the end of the day, we know that Leil HaSeder starts first and foremost with the Agada, which is what we're going to be discussing. As the Rambam writes, and when we talk about the Agada of Pesach, he says, the Pesach Matzamar, Dvarim Ha'ilu Kulon Ein HaNikron HaGada. All these things together, we call them the Agada. At the outset of it is the Agada of Pesach. Nusach HaGada, Shenogu Bo, Yisroel B'Zman HaGolos, Kachu. This is the Nusach HaGada. Anyone know if we actually have the word HaGada in Maseches Pesachim? Believe it or not, we do. We talk about HaGada on Arei Pesachim Kuvtes Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara says that Kevan Deboy LeMeimar Agadato VeHalila. Since in the night of Leil HaSeder we say Agadato Loshen HaGada, and we say Halal. That's Kuvtes Vav Amud Beis. On Kuvtes Ayin Amud Beis, the Gemara here actually says Asuma, blind person, is potter mi lomar HaGada, from saying the Haggadah. So we see Chazal here in the Gemara. The Gemara does use the Lashon of Haggadah. Anybody know why is it called the Haggadah? V'igadat ol v'incha. So let me ask you a question about this. We'll close tonight. We're here on Leil HaSeder. We have to give ourselves a Seder. We have to go ahead and start our lives on the Yesod, on the foundation of life has to be Mesudah. And we start with what? We start, it's all about the centrality is determined by the Haggadah Shal Pesach. What is the Haggadah? Why is it called the Haggadah? Writes Rabbeinu David Avadrom, one of the Gedolei HaRishon. Nikra Haggadah Al Shem V'Gadat Al V'Necha V'Yom Hu Leimor. It's the Lashon V'Gadat. In fact, the Al Shach HaKodah says, what's the difference between the Lashon of V'Gadat versus Amira versus Dibur? Amira and Dibur, whatever the differences are between those two, but those refer to manners of speech. Haggadah is and Arichas HaDvarim, a Sipur Dvarim, writes the Asher HaKadosh, when you just keep going on and on and on. V'Gadat V'Mecha, don't just do Asarim Amoris, make a declaration. Don't just do Aseris Adivaris, give me a Pasuk, give me a Dibur, an honorance from the Almighty. Give me a Haggadah. Haggadah, just keep going on and on. Call a Marbel L'Saper, that's what you got to do at night. V'Gadat V'Mecha, and we say over Indian, Yitzhiyas Yitzhayim, and the Nisim, and the Naflos, Sha'asi Manach Yishmach Ubi Yosef Azman. That's one Sham. But then he says, V'Yish Mefarshim. Haggadah Hu Loshen Ho Do Ushvach La Kodesh Baruch Hu Asher Hotzeyanu Mi Eretz Yitzrayim. Where does he get that from? The Targum Yerushalmi says, when we have Bikurim, what does it say in Parshas Kisavah when we have Bikurim? Ubasa Ela Kohen Asher Yibiyam Hei V'Marta Eilav. This is the Parsha Bikurim. And remember in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we read it. Arami Ovi Novi. A lot of parallels between the two. Chav Vav Pasuk Gimel, the beginning of Kisavo. Higadati Hayom LaShem Elokecha. Writes the Yerushalmi. What's Higadati? V'tomrulei Odinan V'shavchinan Yom HaDein. V'tomrulei Odinu V'shavachinu Yom HaZel L'fnei HaShem Elokeinu. What did we do? We were mowed that we thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we extolled His virtues. We gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise. Writes the Yerushalmi, and Rasad Yigon explains it on the Pasuk. You know what the Lashon of Higadati is? Shvachis Yom HaDein. I give you Shvach and I give you Hodav. That's why it's called the Haggadah Shel Pesach. I give you Shvach and I give you Hodav. So writes the Rokeach similarly, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, he says, on the Shein Yedei Lashon. Because if I were to ask you, yes, we have different Lashonos of the Haggadah of the Manta Sapu, the Bincha, the Ben Mincha, Kisha, the Bincha, in the end of the day, it's called Haggadah, the Avodrom told us, because the Pasuk, he got it to the Bincha. Who gets that Pasuk out of the four Bonim? Who's the one who gets it? The Sheini Yedei Lishol. Sheini Yedei Lishol, Apasach Lo, Shenemar, V'Gadah to the Bincha, B'Yomahu Leimah, writes through a Keach. Apasach Lo, open up his mouth, Udrush Lo, B'Haggadah, open up his mouth and darshan for him the Haggadah. Al zeh omer kro and parshas bo v'igadat al levincha b'yom hu leimor v'avur zasa Hashem li b'tzeisim Yitzrayim v'al shem d'v'igadat al nikra divrei ha-lochmad. All the magid is called Haggadah. Why? Perush shvach loshen tehila. Kalomar shanim eshamchen HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala nisim lavoseinu v'lanu. You know why it's called Haggadah? Because we got it all the vincha. Because you got to speak it out. And like the Alshach, speak it out b'yarichos. Talk and talk and talk. And share the stories of exactly what took place. Writes the Rokeach and writes the Avodrom second shot. You know what it means? It's a Lashon of Higadati, Shvach and Odo to the Borei Olam. You know why it's called the Haggadah Shel Pesach, writes the Avodrom, writes Rokeach? Because this is Zman, give Shvach and Odo to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning it's not simply recounting the stories. It's all about what? Shvachin Asader Tzafer V'Ramsha. It's about Shvach and Odo to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Shvach means it can't be all over the place. What if a person wants to daven Shachar Smid Chamar of all in the morning? Mar says in Brachas Amanaf, you can't do that. Yochu Yekolma says, wouldn't it be great? Imagine you could just get it all done. Get up in the morning, Shachris and Chamarav, and now you're free the rest of the day. And what does God say? No, there's a time for Shachris, time for Mincha, a time for Mayrim, there's a time for Kriya Shmalamita. Everything has its Zman Misudar. There's a Seder Hayom. Just like there's a Seder Hayom and there's a Seder that got a Shapesach. Shvach and Asader, Tzav and Ramshi, you have to be Misader, the Shvach and the Boreolah. There's a Shvach, it's also like in Shmon Esrei. Well, why can't I start with the end of Shmon Esrei? You can't do that. You can't be Mahapich the Seder. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. Just like any Gishmaka story, there's got to be a clearly defined, or any Gishmaka drasha, a clearly defined, or like George Burns was the one to say, you know, the perfect sermon, it's got to have a great beginning, a great middle, and a great end. But the two, it's great beginning and a great end, but they got to be as close together as possible. I got to be as close together as possible. We know it's got to be a beginning, middle, and end. It's got to be Shachris Mincha Mariv. It's got to be Shvach and Asader. You're Misader the Shvach and the Boreolam. So this night is not only just about us having Seder. You put the two reasons why it's called Agoda together. What are the two reasons? First reason is because B'chol Nevador Chayv Anu Lomer. Avat what? I got out of Mitzrayim. And I'm going to now recount all the Nisim and all the Neflos. It's about Avor Zashav and what happened to me. So I'm going to now go through it. I'm going to reenact it. I'm going to establish Seder in my own life. I'm now free. Now that I'm free, I'm an Eved Hashem and I have the Torah. Now I can go and live a Mesudar Dika life. I can be on my way. Teretz Torah Chover Tarchuvah Sadas. I don't feel constricted and limited by the Mitzrayim, by the Mitzorim, that I can't think for myself, that I don't have time to do all the things in life that I want to do. You follow the Torah. Now you have what? You have a Zman of Seder. Mashlomcha Hakoba Seder. Because whatever is going on in life, it's Bidiyuk. Mashlomcha Seder is a Gam came to Seder. It's Bidiyuk exactly the way it's supposed to be. And the Chelaka Maisa, we begin with what? We begin with Mitzvah Ma'asios. This is the Zman, yes, Rosh Hashanah, you made Hashem the Melech. Now you got to live with Hashem the Melech who gave you a Torah, who gave you Seder. Ah, Yaday the Torah. Follow the Seder, the Mishpat, of the Mishpatei and the Chukei Torah. Now you have Seder in your life, but it's more than that. This second reason why it's called Agada, the Yerushalmi told us by Bikurim, which we mentioned in the Leila Seder, the Rakeach told us the parish of Agada is Shvach Loshen Tehila Kolomar Shana Meshavchen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Nisim L'Asin V'Lano. We have to go ahead and sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about what? Sing the praises. Shvach, that is Vigarta. Go by Bikurim and say, Eivishter, you're the greatest. Look what you gave to me. It's a Loshen HaShvach HaNadah. But even then, what do we say in the Zmiris of Shabbos? Shvach HaNasada, Tzafah V'Ramsha. There's a time and a place. The Shvach that I do in the Tzafra. The Shvach that I do in the Ramsha. There's going to be Masa V'Gnus. There's going to be Masai Meshvach. There's going to be the first part of Hallel over here. The second part of Hallel over here. So we're going to discuss it, which as soon as we continue. Now that we understand the record, the backdrop, why it's called Leil HaSeder. Now we know that if it's all about the Seder, and the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah of the nine is that Godah, we got to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has to be Shvach HaSeder. We have to go through all the stories. So if this is Leil HaSeder, then isn't the Hagodah going to make a lot of sense? After all, we start out Seder, we're getting ready for the date with the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Kadosh Orchaz checklist. Let's go through. We're all ready. We're good to go. We started with Kadosh. Everything seems to make sense. And then what? And then we go through Orchatz. What do you mean? Then we wash our hands. Then we cleanse ourselves before we get to Kedusha. Shouldn't we go ahead and purify ourselves beforehand? So what's going on? Kadosh Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Amagid, what we do, a little bit of eating. And then what? And then we take a break. Okay, everyone, forget the food. Karpas, that's it. Yachatz, we'll do a little ritual. And then what? Magid. Now let's take a 1-2-3 hour break, and then we'll worry about the food. Let's eat. Let's get some food in our stomachs. And then we'll get ready to the whole thing. Oh, okay, don't worry. We got the Magid right now. Let's be Mesudar. So what do we Mesudar? You read through the Pesach Haggadah. Is it so Mesudar? Is it so organized? I don't know. Every other time that we say Hallel, we never in the rest of the year ever divide up Hallel. Why in the world are we breaking up Hallel? We have first part Hallel at the beginning, second part Hallel at the end. Oh, but don't worry, when we get to benching, then it's over. Once you bench, you get to the end of a surah, then it's over. Birkas HaMazon, it's over. And yet we have over here, Baruch, Hallel, but it's what? After Birkas HaMazon, it's not over yet. Then I got Hallel, then I'm going to be drinking more wine. And then I got here, so then I got more. So what do you mean? The Zmiris are always Shabbos and Yantav in the middle of the surah. I do the Zmiris at the same time. Here I have my learning in the middle. Okay, everybody, imagine you go over somebody Friday night. Okay, everyone, we had a little appetizer. Not much, in fact, less than a kazayas. I don't want anyone having, it's got to be a tiny piece of gefilte fish. In this case, a little bit of parsley, that's it, and salt water. Okay, no problem. Now we're going to take a break. I mentioned Somebody in the shul told me that he has a custom on a Yom Hazeh. He has a 10-minute break in his sudo after they have the fish. He says even when he has company over Friday night, he has a 10-minute break. Let's just call the person Reuven. I don't want to ask. I said, Reuven, what do you mean he got a 10-minute? Maybe he ate by his house one time. He says, I take a nap for 10 minutes before I go to the rest. I said, but what does everybody else do? He says, I told him, you want Mishpocha magazine, Ami magazine, you want to read the paper, you want to read a Sefer, a Chumash, you want to take a nap, you can have the couch. I got the lazy boy. I take a 10-minute nap. That's it. We have a break in the middle of the Suda. Imagine here what's going on over here. This is the Lel HaSeder. It's all about the Seder. It's all about the God. And there's no Seder in the Haggadah. And the God itself, there's no Seder. The whole Seder doesn't make any sense. We're splitting up Hallel. We're starting to eat, and then we take a 1-2-3-hour break. And then when we finally get to the food, then what do? We have dessert. What type of dessert is this? An Afikoman. Afikoman, and that's dessert. I said, what? There's always room for dessert. Listen, strawberry shortcake is one thing. That's a pecan pie. Alamode, that's another thing. I have a little more matzah. A little more matzah, that's dessert. But don't worry, once we finish that, we're done. We're done. Baruch, we benched. Oh, we're not done. Hallel. Now let's finish up Hallel, what we forgot. And then Nirtzah. Now let's keep singing. Let's keep singing. The kids are already asleep. We already Samira said during the meal. This is the Lel HaSeder. It's the Zman HaSeder. And that which is all about the Seder seems to have no Seder. Mashumcha, yes, Hakol B'Seder. Mashum Lo B'Seder, Zagam Ke B'Seder. So that's what we need to figure out together these next weeks. How in the world is that which is clearly Shalom B'Seder? How is that also B'Seder on the night of the Seder? Stay tuned.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.